Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Hope and Trust. Psalm 23, verses 1 to 3. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame. When our children were in their toddler and preschool years, my husband and I realized something very scary. Our children were close enough in age that eventually we would have three teenage drivers at the same time. Well, here it is. This summer, we have three teenagers who are driving, learning to drive, and counting the days until they can start driving. This makes my mama heart full of worry. I do not trust my children's reaction time as their brains are still developing. I do not trust that our old cars will not leave them stranded with mechanical problems. I do not trust that the other people driving on the road with my precious children will avoid mistakes or pay close enough attention. As a parent, one of our greatest fears is for the safety of our children. Their enemies are too close. Will trauma be too much for the preschooler getting dropped off for the first time? Or maybe it's more traumatic for the parent than the child. That is when my enemy is worry. The fact is that we can't be with them every hour of every day. We are not God. We can train them and prepare them and remind them of their loving God. But when my enemy named worry catches a hold of me after I have done all the training I can, then I need to let go and trust in the Lord. In Him I will hope. I know His promises. I know my Savior, and my children know theirs. Our loving God will not let the enemy triumph over us. Whether it is the first time they are without mom in preschool, or the first time they are completely without mom in college, our loving God is in control. In the loving God, I put my trust. We pray. Lord God, remind me of your loving promises so that trust and hope in you are stronger than the temptation to worry. Amen. Questions to consider. What do you worry about as a parent or teacher? What Bible verse has helped you against similar worries in the past? Share this with someone who would also be blessed by this encouragement. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.